you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, June 24th, 2019. Buckle up. I have a lot to convey, many a God sighting, some special music, and I trust a blessing in store for all of you that are tuned in. So stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes as I try to recount and account for all that has happened since last Thursday and even before then. So I'll share some of the stories and some updates after this special song. Now, this was the first song we ever played when we went on the air Easter Sunday, April 7th of 1996. And I usually play it when we have an extremely special announcement or something to share. So it'll be a little of both. So here's a special song we often play at Christmas time, but let's get blessed by hearing it now. Reading from Psalm 20. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings, Selah. May he give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed. We will shout for joy when you are victorious, and we'll lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Oh, well, listening friend, the Lord, in fact, answered many of your requests, as I know so many of you were praying for this radio ministry. So let me quickly take you back, because I have a couple other songs I want to play today. But if you were wondering what was happening the past 3 or 4 days, well, I think it was Thursday afternoon, Herb calls me right after our English conversation class, which incidentally, two of the students said the sinner's prayer, and it was really, really special. But least I digress, because there's so much to share. But Herb calls me, says, Mark, do you realize 89.3 is off the air? And I'm like, what? And so I log on, check with the radio tower, and it looked like the system's down. Then I hear WGNN is off the air, and I'm like, what? So I dropped everything, went out to the Fisher Tower, come to basically find out that all three of the computers that store our 10,000 songs, all the audio, all the network switching to the satellite feeds, the SRN news that you hear live, and a host of other things that I won't bore you with all the details, and it's a lot of techie stuff. But basically, what could have been a devastating, horrific, crippling tsunami, as far as in light of all that I observed and saw, it turned into a tornado that did in fact cause some damage, but it could have been a lot worse. Thank you, God, for how you protected us, allowed us to make some preparation, and used so many people to get us back on the air. By basically Saturday night, we should have just about everything resolved now. But I'll tell you some more of that story after I share these two songs, Angels Watching Over Me, followed by God Is in Control. The message should be rather obvious in both these songs.
It's all night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me. Well, I went down to the valley to pray. Angels watching over me, my Lord. My soul got happy, I stayed all day. Angels watching over me. It's all night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me.
Now when my heart is sad and blue,
angels watching over me, my Lord.
Ooh, I call on him to see me through.
Angels watching over me.
Oh,
all night, all day, watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me.
Well, if you get there before I do,
angels watching over me, my Lord.
Tell all my friends I'm coming too.
Angels watching over me. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord.
Journey, just hold your hat and know that the final truth is God is in control. Though godless men conspire, His will unfolds. Though mortal minds are sometimes left to doubt, His ways are higher than ours.
Past few days, I've certainly seen how God has been in control, continues to be in control, and always is in control. So I and our radio board and many of you have been thanking Him, as I believe we've returned to our regular scheduled programming. Most of the glitches are fixed. New equipment was installed. Many, many hours were spent with the programming, updating files, networking, on and on and on. I think just on Saturday, I was out at the radio tower for about 20 straight hours. So needless to say, God helped us all. Special thanks to all of you that were praying for Phil Shepherd. I can't even tell you how many hours he was on the phone with me the past 3 or 4 days. The broadcast electronics technician, I think one day I called him 7 different times. For settings and equipment updates and problem solving. Joey Kroll pinch hit and did some radio spots. Thank you to my wife Holly, who I hardly saw the last 4 days. Marianne Simpkins holding down the fort along with Karen Harrison. Dwayne Berkey assisting as he always does when there's crises out at the radio tower. The radio board being so supportive. So let's see, in a nutshell, as I mentioned, we averted a devastating, horrific, crippling tsunami, if you will, using weather metaphors and storms as my example. Because about 3 months ago, Phil Shepherd, who's a board member, works with the Moody Broadcasting Network, a dear, dear friend, He said, Mark, it's best now to spend $7,000 or $8,000 and get two backup systems all ready, because you never know, these computers have been operating for 7 or 8 or 9 years. We've really gotten our use out of them. But I think it's time in the coming days to change out those computers. Well, it just so happened we purchased those computers a few months ago, spent hours backing up those 10,000 plus songs and various radio spots and holiday announcements and so forth, along with settings and program clocks and a lot of different things were stored on those two computers. And so basically on Thursday when the system went down, the gateway computer that connects to these two computers wasn't working, and there was just a whole host of things that had to be resolved and worked through and purchased and set up and fine-tuned, endless details that'll actually take a couple more weeks of 3 and 4 and 5 hour days to get everything back to normal. But because we had those two computers on site and for the most part backed up recently, we averted a major catastrophe. So thank you, God, that we had those, that we had the resources to purchase them. And then on Friday, I ran out and got another computer and some other equipment that we needed. But it's been pretty overwhelming to see how God has provided, continues to provide, and the fact that our radio board, we've met 2 or 3 times in the last month, and we're meeting again this Thursday as we see God opening up some possibilities and working in some incredible ways that we just want to hear his voice, discern his leading, and be in the center of his will. So that's something that we're continuing to pray about as a radio ministry and as a board, and we'll certainly keep you posted as he leads us in the days ahead. Well, this radio ministry is all about Jesus Christ and proclaiming him, the good news message that God loves you, provided a plan to redeem you, and offers his love in so many ways, primarily through the sacrifice of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for our sins. And so I'll close out with a portion of In Christ Alone, reveling in the great God that we get to serve, knowing that he's pleased when you draw near to him as he'll draw near to you. Oh yeah, as far as Memorization Monday, Lord willing, Marianne and I will tackle 1 John 5:14 tomorrow. Tune in for our Memorization Monday on Tuesday. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Light of the world by dark. From life's first cry.